Alyssa Milano Maiden Podcast Episode. Hashtag MeToo Founder Tarana Burke and Creepy Joe Biden. By Justin Caruso on April 29, 2019. Actress turned political activist Alyssa Milano appears to be running cover for former Vice President and 2020 Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Releasing a podcast interview with him about women's issues and appearing on MSNBC Monday to defend him. I am proud to call Joe Biden a friend, Alyssa Milano said on her podcast Sorry Not Sorry. He has been a leader and a champion on fighting violence against women for many years. Milano notes that her interview with Biden was recorded before numerous women came forward to say that he had made them uncomfortable with inappropriate touching. She played his statement regarding the allegations against him and segued into her recorded interview, first asking Biden, "Why was the issue of sexual assault important to you?" Biden answered that his father taught him that the greatest sin of all is the abuse of power. And a cardinal sin was for a man to raise his hand against a woman. The former senator then bizarrely claimed that Anita Hill's testimony reignited his passion for protecting women from sexual harassment and assault. Of course, Biden was a part of the Anita Hill hearings and reportedly said at the time he thought she was lying. Milano also asked Biden what he thought about people who say that the hashtag MeToo movement has gone too far. "You know, when I hear that the pendulum has swung too far, I think, how absurd that is. This kind of backlash occurs when you start to make real progress. We have hundreds of years to make up for. We have to change the culture of the United States and this is our moment. This is our moment," Biden said. Hashtag MeToo has been a powerful tribute to truth-telling. Alyssa Milano was also joined on the podcast by Tarana Burke, an activist that is largely credited with founding the hashtag MeToo movement. "I've said this 100 times: sexual violence, assault, harassment, those things don't discriminate. There's no one community that's more depraved than another. But I think that the response to it differs. And so, it's not that, you know, communities of color have more sexual violence. It's that communities of color have less attention to what the kind of violence is happening in our communities," Burke said. She also blamed higher rates of sexual assault among indigenous communities on white supremacy. Finally, Milano appeared on MSNBC Monday to further defend Biden, saying, "I also want to talk about Anita Hill and really just say that I know this is an issue that has come up for Democrats, how the vice president had maybe handled that situation." She continued. Milano also said that the Democratic primary needs to be about beating Trump, who she described as a horrible, horrible president.